All right, good morning, everyone. I'm Todd Zwillick. I'm here with Andrea Bernstein. School is out for the summer. We know because Alice Cooper told us so at the top of the hour. Well, Arnie Duncan is the education secretary. He's spending the summer trying to figure out how to close failing schools. Well, while he's doing that, what are your big plans for the summer? Are you going to work, look for work, maybe do a little traveling? Tell us your stories at 8778-MYTAKE. Email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org. We want to hear from you. Andrea.
Oh, I think I'll take a canoe trip out on a lake. But someone who have a more pressing business to attend to is the British Prime Minister Gordon Brown. He'll meet with President Obama on the beaches of Normandy, France tomorrow in commemoration of the 65th anniversary of D-Day. June's really a busy month, but some say Brown's facing his own D-Day back home in the UK. An expenses scandal has rocked not just his governing Labour Party, but all major British political parties. For some reason, Brown seems to be getting much of the flack. Joining us now is BBC political correspondent Nick Childs. He joins us from Westminster. Good morning.
Good morning, Andrea.
So, Nick, bring us up today. What's been going on?
Well, we're having a huge reshuffle here of the cabinet at the moment that Gordon Brown felt he had to bring on because essentially his authority is being threatened, particularly because overnight here a key cabinet minister, James Purnell, resigned and called on Gordon Brown to stand down.
Is that the third?
Yes, it's the third, but it's the first one to leave and essentially directly challenge, throw down the gauntlet to Gordon Brown and say your leadership is part of the problem that the governing Labour Party is having at the moment. And Gordon Brown is facing essentially a perfect storm of political problems at the moment. The economy, the expenses row, which seems to have hit the governing Labour Party because it's the incumbent party more, and the fact that Labour is trailing in the opinion polls has put all the emphasis back on Gordon Brown's leadership. Is that part of the problem?
So what is it that they did, these people that resigned?
Well, that's a key question, really, because some people are saying that some of these people were going to leave anyway because they were tainted by the expenses row that we've had issues, for example, of whether ministers might have tried to avoid tax in selling their homes by designating a home as their second home, which meant that they didn't have to pay tax, but they could then claim taxpayers' money for the expenses of running that home. So that's the kind of thing that cabinet ministers are having to face in terms of the expenses row.
And Nick, we're also reading reports this morning that even the Queen is being encouraged by her constitutional advisors to lean on a new prime minister to hold early elections if there is a new prime minister. Things like that leak out suggest that Gordon Brown might be in more trouble than it appears.
Yeah, I think that would be an extraordinary development, but it does reflect the sort of febrile atmosphere that we certainly have here, and there's no doubt that he's feeling very much under pressure, and I think it's partly because the governing Labour Party sees that there's an election no more than a year away. They're way down in the polls, and they're trying to decide what can we do. Is there a way that we can resuscitate our chances now? And some people are saying that we do need a change of leader. That's Gordon Brown. And of course, the opposition parties are jumping on this and saying what we really need is a change of government. That what Gordon Brown is
could that really happen? Do you really see that happening?
Well, it's difficult to know. Such is the atmosphere now and the vulnerability of Gordon Brown that the judgment on how weak he is moves from hour to hour, really.
All right, we will be staying in touch with you about that hour to hour. Nick, thanks so much for joining us. Nick Childs, BBC political correspondent. Joining us also now from London is veteran American journalist Michael Goldfarb. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. How are you?
Now, you've seen convulsions in British politics before. You covered Margaret Thatcher's political demise. What do you make of all of this? And could you see the government collapsing?
To be honest with you, no. And I'm sticking my neck out on this one because even the veterans are being swayed by the fever down in Westminster. There's a nexus of politics and political journalism in London that just doesn't exist in Washington, as interesting as Washington
is. It's kind of hard to imagine that is true. I mean, for example, I'm thinking about today and how the president is going to visit a military hospital and how he didn't on his last trip to Germany and how that was a story for a whole week. And there was a question of whether it was, you know, because he didn't like the military. And so, you know, it's hard to imagine that it's even at a higher volume there.
Well, it's a smaller pond, and the fish are, well, what's the expression? The cage is small, the rats are big. I think that's sort of how to express what goes on down there. And what's happened is there is an element in this of a lot of reporters who weren't around when Margaret Thatcher was defenestrated by her own party. They want to be part of that game. I see Gordon Brown is a very thick-skinned man. He waited for more than a decade for his chance to be prime minister. He and Tony Blair were of an age. They came into Parliament together. They grew up together and suddenly were thrust into competition for the Labour Party leadership. Blair won and became prime minister in 1997. Brown was always on his right shoulder, sort of running domestic policy in a lot of ways. He's got very thick skin. I don't see him going. And more importantly, I think that, Labour has been in office now for 12 years. The odds of them winning the next election, which will be held next May in all likelihood, are slim.
All right, so
no
what does
Brown to go.
What does that mean for U.S., for actual sort of world policy? I mean, for example, Britain and the U.S. are working closely together on Afghanistan. Could this political scandal
This is a very good question. Look, you know, back in when Margaret Thatcher went, she and Ronald Reagan were joined at the hip. She and the Republican Party were joined at the hip. It made a difference. John Major survived similar kinds of, you know, every 6 months I remember reporting for NPR, there was a crisis. John Major was going to resign. He never resigned. It wasn't that important. Nowadays, I think even beyond Afghanistan, the most important thing is the nylon access. New York, London, financial services centers are so joined together. Gordon Brown has actually been the world leader who's been most on top of trying to find solutions for the financial crisis. If he goes, I think that this would have, you know, a tremendous knock-on effect in the way the financial markets and the way the financial business is reorganized in the wake of the crisis.
Right.
So I think that's why Americans should pay attention.
Michael,
he's going to go.
We need to wrap up. In a word, you got any good summer plans?
The other reason he can't go is I'm going away next week to France. And
all right.
If he goes, then they're going to say, don't go on vacation. I'm going on vacation no matter what.
Enjoy
the Goldfarb factor.
Okay. Call us at 8778 My Take with your summer plans. Thanks very much, Michael Goldfarb, for a veteran American journalist, from your perspective there from London.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.